So you're working out and getting buff so you are strong to do what? Getting women as if they were objects to do what? Fuck them and forget about it? Some life. Getting women improves your social status amongst those who high-five people for being players. Who gives a damn about being more social amongst those vapid wastes of food and employment? Video games are a great way to have fun and enjoy things that are available to you in life. Not only this, but the making of a game is an art form. By playing through, say, an RPG, you are treated to a grand story that is just overwhelmingly more fulfilling than going out fucking some chick, high-fiving yourself and calling it a night. You get the benefit of enjoying an experience that billions of people haven't already done to death. You get the benefit of enjoying an art form. Notice here that I am not approaching games as some hardcore L33T jerk. I'm going about it in ways much like a movie buff would appreciate film. For tangible benefits in competitive games, you are constantly pushed to not only complete a task, but learn to do it better and better. You learn to be quick at your feet, smart, and precise. Oh, and popular television gives you a point of conversation with the lowest common denominator of people. And we all know that mediocrity is something to strive for. Am I right? You know what? I am right. Because everybody's had sex. Sex has been dumb to death. Sex is the oldest game in the entire world. Cavemen had sex. People in the 40s had sex. I haven't had sex, but I have played Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and that's an excellent game. It's an art form because you could crash a car into a prostitute and you laugh, and it's funny. And it's a fun game, and I have a lot of fun stealing cars and beating up policemen and flying a plane into an ocean liner. It's a blast, and they couldn't have this blast back before electricity. All they could do was fuck and high-five each other and say, hey, play a caveman, mad props to you, dog. And that's just bullshit because I'm a sophisticated elite who plays video games much like it was a Picasso. And I rub the paint into my belly button and say, I love you, PS2. Oh, you are so fun to be with, and I enjoy it very much when I make art with you and beautiful music, and I love you so much, and it's the only thing I need is a video game console, preferably manufactured by the Sony Corporation, because I do not support MicroShaft in any way, shape, or form. Much like I don't support, but you know why I don't support Microsoft? Because that Bill Gates guy is married, and he has sex, and it's the same old boring nerd sex that like Einstein had and Da Vinci had. It's bullshit, and I don't need it. I just need Grand Theft Auto San Andreas coming soon to Xbox and PC. Am I right?